Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gas jumps up. Snow increases along with sleet. And Disney now charging you over $100 just for the privilege of getting in their theme park. But we have bigger fish to fry. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Sunday swirl or the political talking heads early in the day. Wah, wah, wah. If you get up early and listen to that, watch the TV, watch the shows that have various heads of state on sometimes and other political spokespersons or congressmen or senators. A lot of the talk centered around the words of Rudy Giuliani saying that the president didn't love America the way we did, and the three Republicans saying, oh, well, Rudy, he was there for 9/11, and saying that's not what we want to talk about. It's about the issues, which becomes now part of what the message is out there for the Republicans. We don't want to beat the drum of Obama did this, Obama did that. We want to stick with the issues. We don't want to do the personal attacks because we don't think that's a winning strategy when we go into 2016. Interesting. What do you think? And how about this? Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said he's taking seriously a threat made by the Somalia-based Islamist militants, Al-Shabaab, saying that they're going after the Mall of America in Minnesota, along with two other malls, one in London and one in Canada. Our own Matt Johnson informed us earlier in the show that, the Mall of America is pretty darn secure, that they have their own private police force. And because of things that have happened with teenagers, as often does at malls, but especially this one, which is such a prime place, and a lot of people go there, not just Minnesotans, but people come from other areas to go to this mall, that they really have secure areas and are really up to snuff when it comes to those kinds of things. But it still has to be a little bit scary, although the numbers didn't drop off of any of the shoppers over the weekend, for the people involved in law enforcement when they see, oh yeah, there's the Mall of America in a crazy terrorist video. It just goes to show you that because I think of the attention ISIS is getting and how they're doing it, that other terrorist groups or offshoots or splinter groups, Islamic terrorist groups, are saying, we need to use social media and we need to whip up Westerners who could come here and train with us or think they're part of us and go back, or just do that at home. Why not? And I think that is really what it's about. And how frightening for people who leave here, and we're talking about young people who leave the United States and then come back and want to do harm. I mean, really, you want to leave? Then give us your passport. Go away. Go do whatever you're going to do. And the Mall of America is a big place, hey. Make no doubt about it. They say 40 million plus a year go there. They got 500 stores. It attracts certainly a lot of people. But I don't think it's so much about that. I think it's about using it. It's that propaganda. Let's use the propaganda. Woo, let's whip people up. Let's get some people to join forces with us. Let's use this as a recruiting tool. That would be the thing to do. Let's give people some encouragement who just need that little nudge that might help us out. And I don't know, it's mind-boggling to me that 3,000 Westerners, not that they might not like what they see, might not like their country and decide, I'm going someplace else, but it's not about that. It's about seeing the beheading, seeing the Jordanian pilot set on fire and all the other horrific things and thinking it's really cool, and it is really, really sad that is how somebody who was raised in America would feel and then would take off and try to hook up with this crazy, cockamamie, nefarious ISIS gang of thugs is the best way to put it. John McCain did jump into the fray, kind of going on what happened last week with the president. And one of the things McCain said is he said he's ashamed. Senator McCain said Sunday, because, of course, he was part of the Sunday swirl, too, on Face the Nation. And he said he was ashamed of the lack of help being given to the Ukraine in its fight against the Russian-backed separatists. He said, I'm ashamed of my country, I'm ashamed of my president, I'm ashamed of myself, that I haven't done more to help these people. And Schieffer, Bob Schieffer, who is a longtime host, didn't really let that comment scoot along. He said, I'll say this, Senator, I've known you for a long, long time, interviewed many, many times, I've never heard you say, I'm ashamed of my country, which you just said. So now there's this crazy backlash to blurting out these things like Giuliani, although it's different from what McCain is saying. And McCain says Ukrainians aren't asking for American boots on the ground. They're asking for weapons to defend themselves. They're being slaughtered, and their military is being slaughtered. And he has pushed that for a long time, arming the Ukraine. He's saying that it doesn't have weapons to stop them, then they're currently inside the eastern Ukraine. So how are they going to stop them? And you've got great Russian special forces there, and they're going to continue to be as aggressive as they can be. I mean, obviously, we know Vladimir Putin wants the Ukraine not to be part of Europe, and McCain is right about that. And is he succeeding in doing it? Well, if they don't have any weapons and they're getting run over, of course he's succeeding in doing it. But here's the problem. How many things, and we've already kind of jumped into the middle of the Ukraine, how many things can we jump in the middle of and still protect ourselves here in the United States? I mean, if we are the leader of the free world, and what we have all this money just flowing through here, we don't have to worry about our debt or whatnot, and we're known as the shoulder you can lean on, the United States is, even if the shoulder goes cold back in our faces when something else happens, how much money, manpower, weaponry, how much of that can we spare? Maybe in the weapons department, but it also does depend on how much you're talking about and getting it there and all that other sort of stuff. So McCain's words were pretty interesting, I have to say, and this is going to be a big week on the Hill because the debate will rage over the Department of Homeland Security. And what happens if we don't fund Homeland Security by February 27th? How can we be prepared for what could happen? What departments will get pulled apart? And all that sort of stuff. And besides that, the immigration issue, absolutely as part of that, swirls it. Well, as I said, the immigration issue is so big because it swirls overhead, and the funding for Department of Homeland Security, easy for me to say, is equally as strong. And then this, along with what's going to happen with the ISIS strategy, because remember, the president tossed that off to Congress, and they're going to start to debate that in committee since they're back in session fully on Monday after a week off. Wow. We'll be all over it, that's for sure. Stay with us. We're booting to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention, listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This terror threat by al-Shabaab, which I think one of the things that is the most frightening nugget to take out of that, and I'll just say it again, and we've talked about this, and we've talked to people before who have been with the Department of Homeland Security, who have been with the Border Patrol, and that's the thing that they are concerned about, is not really having a great way to know who's in and out. So, to me, that's the frightening threat, plus the fact that this is just a way for them to get some attention, put the shocking video out, scare a few people, blah, blah, blah. Matt Johnson, our technical maestro here on America Tonight, of course, is in Minneapolis, is very familiar with the mall, and had some interesting things to tell me off the air about that. And Matt, you say the great thing is that there are things happening at the mall that people probably don't know that make it pretty safe.
Yeah, a few years ago they kind of instituted new policies, and they have their own police department now that patrols the area. They have, you know, undercover workers, a canine unit. They have tons of video surveillance. They also have, it's in the city of Bloomington, and the Bloomington Police Department also assists them with different things too. And since it is such a big tourist site, they get assistance from the FBI. They have a ton of different security measures there, and I was actually just looking now off air, and there wasn't any attendance drop-off or anything like that as far as weekend crowds go for the Mall of America. So I think people are feeling relatively, I don't know, at ease, I guess. And there's enough security there where I would think it would be pretty tough to get anything done. They have, I was reading that they have a special unit that after 9/11 was instituted just to look for people who are taking photographs of things, looking nervous, or leaving packages or anything like that. It's like an anti-terror unit.
Wow. All right, so they're incredibly proactive, have probably dumped a ton of money into security, obviously, by what you've said. And the good news there is, while it's never good to be featured in a terrorist video, the fact is that they're really, really ahead of the game.
Yeah, I think so. And I was telling you before, they had some problems with, like, juveniles doing, you know, kind of the kid crimes, you know, smash and grab type of things where they'd go in these stores and whatever. And that was a number of years ago. They instituted new policies where you have to have, if you're, I can't remember what the exact rules are, but it's something if you're under 16, you have to be accompanied by adults. And if you're over 16, you still can't be there. I think it's like after 8 or 9 o'clock without an adult. They have a lot of different rules, and they have tons of security guards walking around the place all the time. And like I said, it's, I don't know, I've been there several different times, and it's a lot more secure now than it was when they first opened.
All right, thanks for that, Matt. So there's some great information. I'm sure that a lot of malls try to employ some of that. It depends on what they'll spend on security, because we've had mall shootings, and you know how awful, obviously, that is. And, again, taking away from that story, I think the big critical piece is that we still have the same question. We don't know who's in and out. I mean, listen, people with visas, people traveling back and forth, we're all immigrants, right? Our parents went through Ellis Island or whatever it was, but this isn't even strictly that. What I'm talking about is not even keeping track of our own people who are in Yemen or in Somalia or doing crazy things that then find themselves slipping back through the cracks and coming back into the United States ready to play, ready and armed for danger, whatever it is that they decide that they're going to do to make their mark, and whatever terror group it is, which, of course, is the biggest concern and one that even Jay Johnson has passed on to him as the head of Homeland Security. It's exactly what he says and what the person before him said, and who I didn't think was doing a great job, but even she knew that. And then the person before Napolitano, etc., all the way down the line, they realize that they're inheriting this wild card, and it's the thing, it is the one thing that hangs over us. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you know you always can hear right, left of left, it doesn't matter. 855-266-5283, you know that. It's about the conversation. That's how we roll here. Coming up next week on America Tonight, I'll be in Washington, D.C. for a couple of days, broadcasting outside of the Supreme Court the oral arguments on the subsidies for Obamacare. That's at the heart of one of the big main discussions there. And it'll be interesting to talk to a lot of different people and get different perspectives, because I'm kicking the door open for all perspectives. I've talked about personal things. I have talked about the yin and the yang and what's happened with healthcare. And we're shaking it up, and we're looking at it from all angles. For all of you listening out there who feel that Obamacare is a good thing and is just needs to be laid all the way out and have some parts of it change, we're going to talk to people who feel that way, who are going to try to tell me that I'm not right on some of the things that I'm saying, etc. And I do say that there's no question the pre-existing condition deal has been great for so many people, but it's the middle class that is getting sandwiched And it doesn't ever seem to be explained correctly. So we'll see if we can get any answers on that, too, as well. And plus, again, what the oral arguments are, what's going to happen, what ultimately will the decision be that's handed down from the Supreme Court. And you can bet there's going to be a lot of people, and I'll talk to them, too, who have their points of view outside of the Supreme Court. No question about it. We talked last week about the superbug, the UCLA thing, and the people dying there and how frightening that was. I'll tell you what. Now, there's some superbug cases being reported in North Carolina, and one person is dead as a result of that. So you got LA, now you got North Carolina, and 18 people have contracted this CRE so far this year. That's what it's called. And of those, 15 had CRE when they came to the hospital in Charlotte. 3 had it acquired it when they were in the hospital, and 1 died. Now, the cause of death, they're not saying that exactly. You know, so they're not, is this the person that had it? Is this somebody who got it when they were there? None of those details, because they're not going to give you any of that patient stuff. How did they become infected is what you want to know. In L.A., we remember it was the routine endoscopic procedure. 7 patients got that CRE as a result of that, and 2 of them died. So you're going in for a routine procedure, and the instruments are contaminated. It is really scary. This is why you ask questions. But what are you going to say? Hey, can I see that? Let me see that the instruments. Do you promise me that these are completely uncontaminated? I mean, geez. And they're still contacting almost 180 other people who underwent those endoscopic kind of procedures between October and January. Imagine the fright of seeing that on the news and then getting that phone call. Hey, you know, you're at our fabulous, fabulous facility. We note that you got an endoscopy at this time period, and we're concerned. Can you come in for further testing? Wow. So they have to have a way to disinfect equipment. They have to have a procedure. And in North Carolina, they're saying, listen, we have that procedure. We use standard methods for doing that with the equipment. And they tested theirs, and it was all negative for the CRE. So some CRE bacteria can resist most antibiotics, and boy, that's the problem, right? That's the problem. So how do you kill it, and what do you do if you contract it? Frightening, I'll tell you. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, it's the weekly re-rack with Jeff Cruer. I like this guy out of New Orleans. He does a show there and is involved with the Republican Party and jokes around with us a little bit about New Orleans and Mardi Gras, which just passed through this week, and what it's like for that. You know, what it's like to be in that town, but also what's going on with the Republicans. So stay with us. That's next on America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendivite. I saw her dance with the devil, and he was wearing my suit. Black and white Jordan 11, and she was looking for a beat. Now she looks just like heaven, but her mind is a hell.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I just learned that one of my crew had no idea what Mardi Gras was and anything about Fat Tuesday. I'm in shock. I'm in utter shock. Jeff Cruer, who's going to talk to us about whether or not you need a college diploma, because there's been a lot made of the Republican Governor Scott Walker from Wisconsin looking at his records and trying to figure out why he left Marquette University. But before we go there, Jeff, I was so stunned to know that Matt Johnson had never been to New Orleans and to a Mardi Gras or any of that kind of craziness that you all do down there. What's Mardi Gras like?
Well, I'll give you a little snapshot. Last night I was at this thing called the Bacchus Ball, and it was at the convention center, and there were about 20,000 people there. We had bands starting at 7, and I think it ended about 3 a.m. And they had floats going through the convention center because the parade had been going all throughout the city, and then it ended in the convention center. And it was crazy. And that's just one night. It goes on for about 10 days. and culminates tomorrow, which is Mardi Gras Day, Fat Tuesday. And by the time we get to Mardi Gras Day, everybody's like, all right, this needs to end because it's just so intense. But it's a lot of fun. We have all kinds of people come in from all over the world, and there's the public parades, and then they have the balls, and it's just one nonstop celebration. And you don't need a college degree to participate.
Definitely not. I know I have a good friend down there, Jared Bro, who just dresses up in amazing costumes, and it's really fun to see it. And I, of course, have been to several Mardi Gras and can say that I like New Orleans no matter what, but it's just really fun to see people having fun, as long as it's in, you know, it's kept above board, because sometimes things can get a little out of hand, as you know, because you're on the air, obviously, in the Big Easy on WGSO 990 New Orleans. So anybody listening, when you're there, you can catch Jeff there. And you can also catch Ringside Politics, which is his show as well, the TV version of it, too, on the PBS affiliate there in New Orleans, and WLAE-TV. So, Jeff, the college degree thing and Scott Walker, what's your take on this?
You know, it's an interesting sort of attack that has been launched against him. It seems to me he's a very bright guy. He didn't finish at Marquette. He left in his senior year. He went on to take a job. He got married and got involved in politics and started winning elections and kept saying, well, I'm going to go back and finish. And he just never had the time to do it like a lot of Americans. And I looked at some numbers. 69% of Americans do not have a degree from a four-year college or university. So he's in the vast majority. And we just had a president, of course, with a graduate degree from Harvard, someone who's very well educated, undergraduate degree from Columbia. And he's been a disaster. So I'll take a guy who's got a lot of common sense and works hard and is in touch with the American people over this highly educated president we have now.
You know, it's interesting, too, because how many people on the Hill and how many people that run for president have law degrees? How many lawyers do we need to run for office, for goodness sake?
Good point. We have way too many, and there are always, always too many lawyers. And that's one of the problems. I mean, they seem to, here in the Louisiana legislature, it's chock full of lawyers, and they're always making new laws. And I'm thinking, every time they make a new law, we need to get about 10 of them off the books. But they just keep adding them. So they keep restricting our freedoms and adding more laws and adding more ticket revenue for the government. And it's one of the problems, I think. Too many lawyers. You're right.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, you never know when you're going to need one, but we don't need to have everybody representing us having a law degree, because I think, you know, it's the art of the argument that goes on and on and on, and there's never any resolution. It's called billable hours, so that's probably the problem.
That's a good point. I think we need a representation of lawyers. In Louisiana, our legislative, our congressional delegation has a lot of doctors, which I think is a good thing. We just elected a doctor to the U.S. Senate and got rid of Mary Landry, thankfully. But I like to see people from all walks of life, and I think that's what the founding fathers sort of envisioned, and that's sort of what we've gotten away from, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Right now it's kind of like a beauty pageant in a way, because so many Republicans are chomping at the bit to run. They're throwing in, they're testing out PACs, all that kind of stuff. In one way, it's really invigorating and exciting. In another way, we don't want to, I think, see it become a spectacle, like too many debates and too much, rubbernecking, like, you know, get focused on who are the real contenders. Who would you say right now you think are the real contenders? And we're pretty far out.
Well, yeah, and it's really started early, but it's really going. I mean, they're really into it. So I would say at this point, I saw some polls today that showed Huckabee leading in Iowa, Bush leading in New Hampshire, and Lindsey Graham leading in South Carolina. But I discount him because he's obviously a native son. But as far as nationally, I think Walker and Bush, and sadly, Chris Christie, and then I think you might have a wild card like a Rand Paul or a Rubio up there. I think it's wide open. I think you're going to have the establishment on one side pushing Bush, and I think Christie is their backup. And I think you're going to have conservatives choosing from among all these other candidates. And Walker has really distinguished himself at the Freedom Summit in Iowa and in other interviews. He's done well. So he's now surging, which is why I think the media went after him with that piece about his lack of a college degree. And I think they'll continue to do that with people that are doing well. Look at Ben Carson. He had the Southern Poverty Law Center last week put him on the extremist list.
Yeah.
Because he supports traditional marriage. I mean, that is crazy.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing, I think it's going to continue.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the other thing that might come into play, because we all know Hillary Clinton is going to do it on the Democratic side, unless something unforeseen happens, she decides not to run, which I cannot believe that. We know that. So if it's Hillary Clinton, what do you think the Republicans need to do on the undercard? Because I think the VP choice could be, in this case, pretty important.
Well, I think you're right about Hillary. I think it's going to be Hillary, which represents sort of the old guard, the recycled Democratic Party. So I think the Republicans, I would like to see the Republicans have a president and vice presidential nominee that are both new and fresh and have a lot of energy and ideas as a nice contrast to Hillary, you know, tired, old ideas of the Democratic Party that don't work. Versus somebody who can maybe show America a new path, because in my view, Kate, we've got to make a real radical course correction from where we're going, and I don't see Hillary as someone that can really do that.
Yeah, and you know, you're the former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party, so you certainly have tapped into a lot down there, obviously. And you mentioned about Mary Landrieu getting the boot after the runoff election and the big change there. Were people really, really excited about that move?
They were. I mean, Mary Landrieu had been there 18 years, and there comes a point when you have to do something new, and people were tired of her Democratic partisanship. She voted with Obama 97% of the time, and we're a red state, and we're like, you were way off base, Mary Landrieu, and she claimed she was a fighter for Louisiana, but she really just carried the water for Obama, and we booted her, thankfully, and we'll give the new guy a chance, see how he does. And that's what I think we need to on the national level. We can't have a Bush, another Bush. That would be just so depressing.
I know.
And another Clinton. If that happens, Kate, I think we're going to have a third party. And I think there will be a real effort to go in a whole new direction by millions of Americans.
Right, meaning that if it comes down to Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, people will be so turned off by that idea that the idea of having a serious third party would really happen.
Yes,
I agree.
I really do. Because I think it would turn off a lot of Democrats and Republicans and independents, and I think you could really see maybe finally sort of the ingredients there for a third party.
Yeah, how do you feel about a third party? That's something that I push for a lot because I'm tired of the same old thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm a conservative, and I like to see conservatism in action, and I don't see that really with the Republicans that I think are so controlled by the big money establishment. And I think this is sort of their last chance is how I'm viewing it. Let's give them one more chance to finally nominate someone who is going to be different from the Democrats, not just Democrat-lite.
Yeah.
And if they don't give us a real contrast, a real choice, then, you know, I'm going to look either libertarian or other third party, or again, for this maybe new movement to come forward to really try to capture a lot of disillusioned folks out there. So I think it's a critical, critical election, and that's why I'm really pulling for people like Scott Walker who are not part of that establishment, and I'm hoping that they can catch fire. And I don't like to see these unfair media attacks because, you know what, the media hasn't shown one bit of interest in going after Obama's college years, have they? We don't even have transcripts from Barack Obama. We don't even know what happened to Barack Obama in college, and I don't think the media has investigated that at all.
No, I agree. But boy, they're turning over every rock when it comes to Walker. You're right. Absolutely. It's crazy. It's nuts. All right, what a great conversation. Jeff Carrere, thanks so much. Host and publisher of the Ringside Politics. We'll catch you down the road. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Kate. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
After 70 years, that's why you go step far. It's gonna lock the door. All those around him criticize and say,
time for a little odds and ends here on America Tonight as we cross the finish line for this hour. I think I hear water running somewhere. I know. Oh, there it is. But 4 out of 5 women admit that they don't shower every day. Is that right? Are any women listening to me right now? 4 out of 5 saying they don't shower every day. A third say they can go for 3 days without washing their body, without getting a shower? Really? And when it comes to washing in the morning, only 21% of females take the time to shower or have a bath every day, with 33% admitting to leaving it as long as 3 days from, wash to wash. 63% admit to not removing makeup before going to sleep after night, woohoo, of bumping it around, hard partying, with 35% of those citing time as the real reason. The fear of having to get up in the morning means they get straight to bed and they don't have time to wash off the night's problems. Wow, but to me, the not taking a shower, I mean, look, skipping a day or something. I had a cousin whose husband would go hunting in these crazy areas in Canada, way deep in the woods. And of course, they're not showering there. They would burn their clothes by the time a week was done because they knew, we stink. This is awful. You know, if we jump into the water, if there's a river, we find it, absolutely. But in everyday life, 3 days seems pretty excessive to me. So they surveyed a bunch of women and found that, you know, the reason why is they felt like they felt like they didn't have time and that it wasn't going to hurt anything, that they didn't need to shower constantly. You want to know what the good news is? Except for I know we have some UK listeners, is that we're talking about the Brits. This survey was done in England, not in the United States. And I wonder if that survey was in the United States, if it would be similar. I bet you if something came up or it was a lazy Saturday or something, that American women would say maybe they would skip a day. I don't think as many would say they would go for 3 days. I could be wrong, of course, about that. And if you have some kind of a condition where you can't, well, that's a whole different ball of wax, right? But I don't know. There's something invigorating about turning on the water and getting at least rinsed off, I would say. And I when I read that, I thought, well, you know what? It is a little bit different in Europe. So perhaps that's the way they look at it. It's, you know, we're not Americans. You guys waste water. You guys wash too much. This is a completely different direction we're going in, odds and ends wise. And it has to do with the Fukushima plant. How about this? A lot of you called after that happened a couple of years ago and said, you wait and see the kind of things that are going to happen at Fukushima. And they say sensors at the Fukushima nuclear plant have detected a fresh link of highly radioactive water to the sea. The plant's operator announced that over the weekend, saying that there was, you know, we're having difficulties in, with our plant. He didn't say it like that, but there certainly are difficulties in decommissioning the crippled plant. Tokyo Electric Power Company said the sensors, which were rigged to a gutter that pours rain and groundwater at the Fukushima plant to a nearby bay, actually picked up this contamination levels up to 70 times greater than the already high radioactive status that they have there. Boy, that gives you the warm and fuzzies, doesn't it? So then they explain how they shut off the gutter and they're monitoring the sensors and blah, 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 and all the things that they've done. They've just had so many problems at that plant, especially in the last couple of months. And that's why they're having huge difficulties in decommissioning it. They went through meltdowns, explosions, and all of this. And it's hard to believe that it's been this long, but that tsunami, because I'll never forget it, I was on the air, I was in Los Angeles, and they were talking about what was going to happen in California because of the tsunami. But that tsunami hit in March of 2011, and it sparked that nuclear disaster. I mean, the worst that we've seen, I guess, in a generation. In Tokyo, you look at the pictures, just absolutely... It's crazy. It almost doesn't look real when the tsunami washed in. So the groundwater, the amount of contaminated water, cooling it, all the stuff that you normally have to deal with. The International Atomic Energy Agency, though, interestingly enough, said that TEPCO has made significant progress in cleaning up the plant, but said that Japan should consider ways to discharge treated wastewater into the sea as a relatively safer way to deal with the radioactive water crisis. Yeah, I mean, they have a huge problem. No one's moving back to the areas that were hit because it's not safe. I mean, people, you know, there's a great show on HBO called Vice, and they went and talked to people and got close to certain areas and talked about the contamination and went around with a detector, and it was crazy, the things. And this was just less than a year ago that they saw there. So I don't know that it's shocking that they're having those problems, but it's certainly not great for those people anywhere near there who find themselves caught in that quandary and have had a hard time getting their lives back on track. I mean, this many, you know, years later. I talked about the big threat from Al-Shabaab and what they were saying about malls, and there was one in Canada that they were looking at and one in London, and of course the giant mall in Minnesota. Well, Italy and the Vatican, after the ISIS threat, where they said, oh, we're just 500 miles, we're making our way to Rome. The Italian government, of course, is taking that seriously. They're on high alert after threats from ISIL, saying it's the nation with the blood of the cross. And the country, if you look at the amount, the Vatican, which is its own city, but then even, you know, just Italy in general, certainly they would need help if they got into one of those, if they got into a predicament with ISIS. I mean, that's a place where they really could infiltrate. I mean, it certainly is one of a handful of major areas that has not been the victim of any kind of a large-scale terror assault since the September 11th attacks in the United States. I mean, it's the biggest one of all those westernized kind of countries. And the Vatican, of course, Christianity, Rome, that whole thing, could be a huge target. About 500 extra troops have been stationed to guard symbolic targets in Rome. You know, all that history, all that Christian history that's there, and monitor the streets for suspicious activity. When they released the images, if you remember ISIL, in case you don't, the story, they led the 21 Coptic Christians from Egypt to the beach and beheaded them. So they warned that they were south of Rome in Libya. And at its closest point, if you were to look at a map, Libya is a little more than 100 miles from the Italian islands of Sicily and Sardinia. So the threat is being taken very seriously, which I would think they would always be concerned about that anyway, but it goes back to that same thing. When they draw attention to it, it's going to raise the red flags even more. And they say that they have those Sunday masses at St. Peter's Basilica, and they said there's lots of extra security. You could see as they were whipping around, patrolling everywhere, the perimeter of the Vatican. But the people that were there in the Vatican, that were there for the mass, said they really didn't mind that it's high profile and that's fine and whatever. But, boy, it's just threat after threat, isn't it? And what a huge target that would be, to destroy something of Christianity. Whew. I mean, priceless treasures that are buried there, that are on display there. And I mean, just even the people, too, because St. Peter's is just a huge square that is jam-packed with people. I mean, every single day of the year, people want to get a glimpse of the Vatican. I don't know, food for thought. We started here at home with the mall in Minnesota, and we end up in Rome, huh? Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.